Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Leading Yourself podcast. Today, we're going to be diving deep into the choices that can shape our future for better or for worse. Each day, I believe, presents opportunities for significant decisions, and how we navigate them can impact our lives so profoundly. So today, we're exploring 10 choices that, if neglected, can lead to a decade of regret. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Leading Yourself podcast. This is your host, Carolina de Arriba. I'm an HR professional, health and fitness coach, wife, mom, and above all things, a goal-getter. In this podcast, we're going to be digging into all things leadership, professional and career development, habits, and relationships. This is a podcast for those who want to become the best version of themselves. Those who have big dreams and are willing to embrace the journey and put in the work to achieve them. My goal is to share with you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you in your journey. So let's dig in into today's episode. I firmly believe that life is a journey that is defined by the choices that we make. Whether big or small, these choices shape our paths and determine our destinies. Yet, a lot of times, we fall into the trap of making decisions hastily and without consideration of the future, leading to a trail of regrets. Every decision that we make is a seed planted for the future. And just like the quality of the seed determines the harvest, our decisions also shape our lives in years to come. If I'm completely vulnerable, one of my biggest fears in life is to get to a point in my life where I look back and I have feelings of regret. And I firmly believe that typically we regret more the things that we didn't do than the things that we actually did. So today, I just want to go over 10 things that could lead to regret in the future. So we can be mindful and intentional to avoid those, and knowing that our decisions today shape our future. So let's dive into these 10 things that can create a decade of regret. The first one is being mediocre. Mediocrity is the enemy of success. And I personally believe the way that I look at mediocrity isn't just about achieving average results, right? Which sometimes that's how we define mediocrity. But for me, it's about settling for less than you're truly capable of. When you embrace mediocrity, you're selling yourself short and you're denying yourself the opportunity to reach your full potential. Think about it. Have you ever looked back at a situation and realized that you could have done better? That's the danger of mediocrity. It lulls us into a false sense of satisfaction and prevents us from pushing ourselves to excel and achieve greatness. Mediocrity, I look at it as a comfort zone, a safe, familiar place where we don't have to challenge ourselves to take risk. But it's also a stagnant place where growth and progress don't happen and where dreams are left unfulfilled. So I would say, let's reject mediocrity in all forms. Let's strive for excellence in everything that we do, whether it's our careers, our relationships, our personal development. Let's challenge ourselves to go above and beyond and set ambitious goals and pursue them with passion and determination. Let's refuse to settle for anything less than our best, knowing that our effort today will shape our future success. I want you to just remind us, me included, that mediocrity is a choice. Is a choice to accept less than you deserve, less than you're capable of, less than you're meant for. And we don't have to make that choice. We can choose excellence instead. So that is number one. That is the first thing that I think can drive regret in the future. It's crucial that we strive for excellence in everything that we do, because that decision today is going to pave our future achievements. Okay, number two, the second thing that can lead to regret is letting others dictate your life. Picture this just for a second. You are in a crossroad in life where you're faced with an important decision to make about your future. And instead of listening to your own intuition and your own desires, you find yourself listening and being influenced by the opinions and expectations of others, whether it's your family, your friends, or society at large. External influences can sometimes overshadow our own hopes and dreams and lead us down a path that is not truly aligned with who we are or what we want. And I know they do it with the best of their intentions. But here's the thing. Your life is yours and yours alone to live. You're the captain of your own ship. You're the master of your own destiny. You might have heard these phrases before. And it's up to you to charge the course that reflects your true desires and your true aspirations. I personally have to remind myself of this often. Because let me ask you something. Why do you sometimes allow others to dictate your lives? Perhaps it's because you want to please those around you, or you seek their approval or validation. Or maybe it's fear of stepping outside of the bounds of societal norms and expectations. I'm guilty of all of those. Whether the reason, the result is often the same: regret. Regret for not following your heart, for not pursuing your passions, for not living authentically as your true self. But it doesn't have to be this way. We have the power to reclaim control of our lives, to break free from other people's expectations, and to forge our own paths with courage and with conviction. I think that, as always, it's a choice, right? We have that choice. And we can choose to prioritize our own desires and our own aspirations above everyone else's. Listen a little bit more to our inner voice, to our intuition, to our true heart's desires, and let them guide our journey of self-discovery and fulfillment. And in that journey, we'll make mistakes. Of course, maybe that is what those that love you, that are giving you advice to go in a different direction that is contrary of what you truly want, is what they're trying to prevent. But don't we grow from learning along the way from the mistakes that we make? At least they will be our mistakes. When we live life in our own terms, when we honor our true selves and we follow our own paths, is when we truly come alive. That's when we get to experience the true joy and the true fulfillment that comes from living authentically and unapologetically. The third choice that will lead to regret is giving up. I mean, think about it. How many times have you faced a challenge or a setback or thought about quitting? Maybe it was a failed project or a rejected opportunity or a dream that just seemed out of reach. In those moments of doubt and uncertainty, is that our true self is tested. Our strength is tested. Here's the thing. We are capable of so much more than we realize. You are capable of so much more than you realize. We have within us the strength, the resilience, and the determination to overcome any obstacle that stands in our way. All it takes is a willingness to keep pushing forward, even when it's tough. Giving up might seem like the easy way out, but in reality, It's a one-way ticket to regret. It's like saying to ourselves, I'm not worthy of success. I'm not capable of achieving my dreams. But nothing could be further from the truth. Success is not reserved to the lucky or the privileged. It's not about how many times you fall down, but how many times you get back up. It's about having the courage to keep going, even when the path ahead seems uncertain or full of roadblocks and challenges and holes and detours. Remember that every setback is just a stepping stone on the path to success. I sometimes also need to remind myself of that. Every setback is just a stepping stone on the path of success. When I'm in the midst of a setback, which seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, like this is the end, this is where I'm quitting and that's it, I remind myself, every setback is just a stepping stone on the path to success. It's not about how many times you fall down, but how many times you get back up. So dust yourself up, pick yourself up, keep moving forward with determination. And when you reach your destination, when you achieve your dream and you fulfill your potential, you look back at those moments of doubt and uncertainty, to those challenges on the way to get there, and you're going to look at them with a sense of pride and accomplishment, because you know, you will know that you didn't give up when things were tough. Number four is avoiding change and growth. Let's talk about change for a second. Change is a word that can evoke a whole range of emotions, from excitement to fear to uncertainty. But there's one thing for certain about change. Change is an inevitable part of our lives. And how we choose to respond to it is going to make the entire difference in our journey towards personal growth and fulfillment. Avoiding change, it's something that only leads to frustration and stagnation. Instead, what we need to do is to learn to embrace change as an opportunity for growth and transformation. I mean, how many times have you find yourself afraid of stepping out of your comfort zone and embracing something new? Maybe it's a new job opportunity. Maybe it's a new relationship or a new way of thinking. Whatever the case might be, resisting change only holds us back from reaching our full potential. But here's the thing about change. It's not always easy. In fact, it can be scary at times. But it's in those moments of discomfort and uncertainty that we have the greatest opportunity for growth and for self-discovery. Embracing change requires courage, resilience, being open to new possibilities. It means letting go of the past and stepping boldly into something that is unknown. And while it might feel daunting at first, the rewards at the end are worth taking the risk. See, change is not something to be feared, but something to be embraced. It's change that helps us reinvent ourselves, challenge ourselves, and become the best possible version of who we are. Moving on to number five, settling for less. We kind of talk about this one when we were talking about mediocrity, but I want you to picture this. You are standing on a crossroad and you face a decision that could shape the course of your life. And you have two paths. On one path, you have mediocrity, right? We talked about it. It's comfortable, but it's unfulfilling. And you must settle for less than you deserve. On the other path, you have greatness, a journey that is filled with challenges, but also with wins and leads to a life of fulfillment and purpose. Now, let me ask you, which path would you choose? The answer seems obvious. Yet, many of us find ourselves settling for less than we deserve. whether it's in our careers, in our relationships, or in a personal growth and development. The truth is this: you are worth of greatness. You are deserving of all the love, all the success, all the happiness that life can offer to you. And settling for anything less, it's only robbing you from the opportunity to live your best life and to get to a point in your life where you're going to look back and you're going to feel regret. So next time you're faced with a decision, just stop and try to identify which path is which. And you already know which path you're going to take. Number 6, being lazy and careless. Let me tell you something that you already know. Laziness is a silent thief of dreams. Really, it really robs you from your potential for greatness. In a world filled with distractions and instant gratification, it's all too easy to give in into laziness and carelessness. But is that a word, carelessness? I think it is. Well, if not, I just invented a new word. But you get the point. We live in a world that where we're surrounded with so many distractions, where we live in a society of Amazon Prime, where we are looking for that instant gratification. And it's so easy to give in into laziness and carelessness. But here's the hard truth. Success requires effort. It demands dedication and perseverance and the willingness to push past your comfort zone. And while the path to success might be paved with a lot of challenges and obstacles, it is also lined up with opportunities for growth and for achievement. I think we all need to take more responsibility for our actions and refuse the temptation of laziness. Instead, as we were talking before, we need to strive for excellence in everything that we do, whether it's in our career, in our relationships, in our personal development, in any area of our life. Avoiding hard work might provide a temporary relief, but in the long run, it's only gonna lead to missed opportunities and to a future that is filled with regret. So rather than taking the easy way out, let's embrace the challenges that come your way, our way, and use them as opportunities for us to learn, to grow, and to become a better version of ourselves. Remember, greatness is not achieved by those that are lazy. It's earned by those that are willing to roll up their sleeve, put in the hard work that is necessary to achieve their goals. Number 7 is worrying about everything. Talking about thieves, worry is the thief of joy. Think about it for a minute. It's stealing away precious moments of joy and replacing them with anxiety and with doubt. It's that companion that is whispering to your ear those worst case scenarios and keeping you awake at night. But here's the truth. Worrying accomplishes nothing. It's an exercise that only serves to drain your energy and to leave you feel depleted and defeated. Instead of allowing worry to consume you, take back the control of your thoughts and your emotions. And I know you're going to be thinking that is easier said than done. Don't you think I already tried? I'm sure you have, just like I do every single day. But when we're faced with challenges and with uncertainty, instead of succumbing to worry, why not encourage ourselves to focus on the solution? How about breaking the problem down into manageable steps and then taking proactive measures to address them heads on? Remember, you're far more capable than you realize. You have heard me say this multiple times throughout today's episode. And here's one more time. By challenging your energy into productive action, rather than wasting it on worrying, you're empowering yourself to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. Remember, worrying about everything only serves you to hold you back from living your best life. And I'm not saying that you're not going to worry about anything at all. What I'm saying is don't worry about everything under the sky, right? That's what we're talking about here. Release the burden of worrying about everything and embrace the present moment with open arms, because it's here that you're going to find the fulfillment that you're looking for. If you continue to worry about everything, you're going to get to a point in your life that you're going to look back and you're going to regret having worried about everything. Number eight, I think we're in number eight. I feel like I'm losing count. Anyways, in my books, in my mind, we're in number eight, and that is spending less time with your loved ones. In the hustle and bustle of our modern life, it's easy to get caught up, right, into our responsibilities and commitments and neglect the most important, most precious aspect of our existence, which is our relationship with our loved ones. There was a book, and I'm trying to remember the title, but it was like The Five Regrets of the Dying, I think it's the book. And it was written by a nurse that helped people as they were reaching the end of their life. And she talks about the five things that people in facing the end of life regretted. And one of them was this one, not spending enough time with their loved ones. We go through our busy days thinking that time is an infinite resource, and it's not. It is not. It's not renewable, and we don't know when we're going to run out of time. And I think reminding ourselves of that fact is always important, so we don't forget what are the most important things in our lives. And typically, one of them is the people that we love, because we're social beings and that's our nature. So it's important to once in a while reflect, are we spending enough time with the people that we love? And a lot of times, it's not only about the quantity, but the quality of the time that we spend with those that we love, whether it's our family, our friends, anyone in our lives. We're getting close to the end. Number nine is holding grudges. Holding into grudges is like carrying a heavy, heavy weight around, right? That not only burdens us, but also our relationships and our overall well-being. The longer you hold into resentment, the heavier the weight becomes, to the point that it drags you down and prevents you from fully embracing the beauty of life. Holding into grudges serves no purpose other than keeping you tied to the past, unable to move forward. Instead of dwelling on the past and on our past grievances and allowing the bitterness to fester within you, maybe it's time to practice the transformative power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not about excusing someone else's behavior or condoning their actions. Rather, it's about releasing yourself from the shackles and the anger and the resentment that you're holding to, and reclaiming your inner peace and moving forward with compassion and understanding. Maybe it's time to evaluate what are the things that are holding us back. What weight are we carrying with us? And let it go so we can feel freer and lighter in our journey forward. Forgiveness, someone told me once, is not a sign of weakness, but rather is a testament of your strength and your resilience. When we choose to forgive, we reclaim our power. We take control of our own narrative. And as we embark in our journey it's important to remember that it's a process, right? It's not a destination. Being patient and gentle with ourselves as we navigate the complexity of letting go and healing all wounds, we need to do it with self-compassion. But in the end, releasing grudges and practicing forgiveness is not only an act of kindness towards others, but also is a gift that we give to ourselves. It's a gift of freedom, is a gift of healing, is a gift of inner peace, is a gift of letting go of future regrets. Because all that weight that we carry, eventually, one day, we're going to open that bag, that heavy bag, and the only thing we're going to find in there is regret. We did it. We made it. We are in number 10, last but definitely not least. Number 10 is not pursuing your passions. Your passions are the fuel that drives your soul. Don't let fear or doubt hold you back from pursuing your dreams. We need to embrace our passions wholeheartedly and pursue them with dedication and with enthusiasm. If I'm completely honest, this is from all 10, the one I'm most fearful to regret. Maybe this one and spending time with your loved ones are the two that race to the top on my list, not pursuing my passions. You know, pursuing your passions is not always easy. It requires courage and determination and the willingness to step outside of your comfort zone. But with every step that you take towards your dreams, you find yourself growing stronger, more resilient, and more deeply connected to your authentic self. Let me ask you this. What are you passionate about? Maybe it's writing or painting or cooking or perhaps starting your own business, pursuing a different career, traveling the world, starting a podcast, whatever it might be, don't let fear of failure or the opinions of others hold you back. Embrace your passion with dedication, with enthusiasm, with energy, and watch your life transform in ways you never thought possible. Pursuing your passions is not just about achieving success or recognition. It's about nurturing your soul and living a life that is true to who you are. And I can attest to that. I've been doing this podcast for almost 5 years. And while I have achieved success along the way, I would say probably not the success that I see others achieving. But that doesn't stop me because I don't do this podcast because of the success or the recognition. I do it because it fuels my soul, because it gives me energy, because I feel alive as a result of following my passions. And this is one of my passions. I might not be the best at it, but I'm having so much fun and I'm getting so much fulfillment from it. That's the difference between success and fulfillment in my books. So here's my message for you. Don't let another day go without taking a step towards your dreams. Pursuing your passions. Seize the opportunity to pursue your passions with all the passion and all the energy that you have. And as you embark in pursuing your passions, you're going to learn so much about yourself, because pursuing your passions becomes a journey of self-discovery and a journey of fulfillment. And this is one thing that when I look to the future, right, when I get a point of my life and I look back, I know I will not regret starting this podcast. Even if it's a failure, even if there's only 5 people listening and 4 of them are my family, it would not have been a failure. But if I didn't do it, even if it was a failure, I would have regret not have pursued my passion. So what is that thing for you? What are those things for you? It doesn't have to be just one passion. I think we're all multi-passionate individuals. I certainly have multiple passions. And every time that I feel the fire of a passion inside of me, I follow it to wherever it takes me. Sometimes it just takes me to a dead end, and that's okay. But I would rather follow the path of my passion and get to a dead end than not having following it and always live with the doubt of what if I had followed that path? What could have been? Because you don't know what you don't know. I am sure we can keep adding things to our list, but these are 10 things that, as I was reflecting and I was visualizing myself 20, 30, 40 years in the future, 10 years in the future, and looking back at what would leave me feeling regret, these are 10 that I could came up with. I hope this was inspiring. As we navigate this journey of life, I want to remind all of us the profound impact of our decisions and our choices. When we make choices that are aligned with our values and our passions, we can create a future that is free from regrets. I hope that these insights that I share with you today served as a guiding light on your own path to fulfillment and to success. Until next time, choose wisely and live without regrets. I'll talk to you next week here on the Leading Yourself podcast. Take care.